嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天节目当中呢，我们将会继续来学习一段来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集的英文台词。首先呢，来听一下今天的关键句。
Whatever little hold you had on Carl is officially over.
Whatever little hold you had on Carl is officially over.你对 Carl 的那点影响已经彻底结束了。Whatever little hold you had on Carl is officially over. Whatever little hold you had on Carl is officially over. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？第一个 ,whatever, 这个单词当中的字母 T,它呢在美式发音当中呢会做一个非常典型的闪音的处理 flap t, 所以呢这样一个单词在美式发音当中呢它的这个字母 t 发的 t 并不是特别明显，反而呢是有一点点偏向于的 whatever whatever。 下面呢我们来看一下第二处发音技巧， little 这个单词当中呢两个字母 t 在美式发音当中呢也存在一个非常典型的闪音的处理，所以呢在美音当中呢这个单词可以直接读成 little little had on, 这样的两个单词呢放在一起我们呢可以做一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 had on had on, or is officially, 这样的两个单词呢我们放在一起可以做一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 is officially is officially。
Did you hear the big news?
The big news?
Carl and I are back together.
What?
And I know that he stayed at your place last night, which leads me to why I'm here. There's some stuff that I have to say, and it's not going to be pleasant.
Edie,
Whatever it was that you said to him really helped. He showed up with flowers, and he apologized for everything. So...Thank you.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I'm not going to say it again. It hurt my teeth the first time.
No, Edie, I mean, this is so unexpected on so many levels. I don't know what to say.
Then say nothing. Oh, and here, it's the photo of you I found in our bed. I know he told you about it.
Why are you giving it to me?
Look, I appreciate whatever it was that you did last night.But it's still important for you to understand that I won.
You won?
Yeah. Whatever little hold you had on Carl is officially over. So you can stop feeling all smug and superior that he kept that thing.
Believe me, I don't feel superior.
Good, because you shouldn't. He made his choice, and it's not you.
You're right. He made his choice.
节目当中呢我们来学习一下这样一个单词 hold H-O-L-D 当做名词的用法， hold 这样一个名词后面呢可以跟上 on somebody or something 或者呢 over somebody or something 这样的介词短语呢来搭配，那么此时呢哎，这样的一个部分可以理解成为 influence power or control over somebody or something， 表示对某个人或者呢某个事情的影响势力或者控制。下面呢我们来看一下几个例子。第一个例句， What she knew about his past gave her a hold over him. 她了解他的过去，这使得她在他面前有了把柄。 What she knew about his past gave her a hold over him. 下面呢我们来看一下第二个例子。 He struggled to get a hold of his anger.他挣扎着想要控制自己的愤怒。He struggled to get a hold of his anger. 下面呢我们来看一下第三个例子。Their company has a strong hold over the computer market. 他们的公司对于整个计算机市场仍旧有很强的影响力。Their company has a strong hold over the computer market. 下面呢我们来看一下这样一个例子。 She is a writer with a strong hold on the reading public.
她是一位对读者有很强影响力的作家。
She is a writer with a strong hold on the reading public.
下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第三个例子。
I was a kid when I made that mistake. Just how long do you plan to have a hold on me?
我犯下那个错误的时候还是个孩子。你打算拿那件事情威胁我多久？
I was a kid when I made that mistake. Just how long do you plan to have a hold on me?
下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。
Can you believe all the money he spends on her? I guess her beauty has a real hold on him.
你敢相信他在他身上花了多少钱吗？我猜他真的是很吃他的颜。或者说，你敢相信他在他身上花了多少钱吗？我猜他真的是很迷恋她的美貌。
Can you believe all the money he spends on her? I guess her beauty has a real hold on him.
那么下面呢，我们来看一下本期节目当中出现的最后这个例子。
I can't say this book really has a hold on me. I doze off pretty much every time I open it.
这本书对我没太大吸引力，几乎每次翻开我都打瞌睡。
I can't say this book really has a hold on me. I doze off pretty much every time I open it.
那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。
That movie must really have a hold on the kids. I've hardly heard a peep out of them since I turned it on. That movie must really have a hold on the kids. I've hardly heard a peep out of them since I turned it on.
那么这样一个句子你是如何去理解的，又打算怎样去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。那么本期节目呢我们就先分享到这里，明天节目当中呢我们再会啦。 See you!